The head of Gender, Youth and Disability Unit of the Electoral Commission, Mrs. Abigail Nutako, says the EC has done a lot in terms of factoring people with disabilities into the electoral process. She said persons with disability will be given preferential treatment during the December elections. Mrs. Nutako said that the commission has redesigned the voting screen and has reduced the height so that wheelchair users can easily cast their votes without any difficulties. She said the EC has also put measures in place with regards to the location of voting centres to ensure easy access by people with disability, aged and the sick.
The Electoral Commission has done a lot in terms of factoring persons with disability in the electoral process. First of all, the Commission has already set up the desk, that is the disability desk, to collaborate with organizations outside the Commission on issues concerning disability and elections. Not only that, gender as well, to collaborate with organizations outside the Commission on issues concerning gender and elections. So when I come to disability issues, I'll first of all say that there's been a lot of collaboration with persons with disability and the Electoral Commission. That is, we have meetings with the Federation as a whole and then the various organizations under the umbrella to discuss certain issues that are critical to their inclusiveness into the electoral process. A lot of meetings have gone, over the years, and based on that, a lot of things have been put in place. First of all, persons with physical disability have a problem with casting their votes with a voting screen. And due to meetings and discussions on that particular aspect, the commission has redesigned the voting screen and has reduced it to the height that wheelchair users can comfortably cast their vote. Yeah. Without any stress. And we also give them preferential treatment. But the problem is that sometimes when they go to the stations, people do not know that they have to be given that preference. Therefore, the commission has ensured that the aspect of preferential treatment has been included into the training manual so that officials would know that persons with disability are not supposed to join long queues.
Those who don't know, the officials or those who are going to cast their votes?
Sometimes it is the public. They don't know. They think they've joined the queue for a long time.
You heard the head of Gender, Youth and Disability Unit of the Electoral Commission, Mrs. Abigail Nutako.